The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Good evening. A very warm welcome. Maybe in some cases that's literal. It's a little bit of a heat wave happening here in the Bay Area. But not only literal, kind of a heartfelt welcome also. So we'll start this evening with a guided meditation. And with this, we'll just take an alert, upright posture in a way that expresses your intention to be meditating right now. So you might be sitting upright, or maybe it's better for your body if you're lying down. But a posture that is, you know, in alignment with your intention to meditate, to be a little bit more quiet and settled and work with the mind. And in a simple, relaxed, easy way, we can just bring our awareness to the sensations of the body, of what it's like to be here right now, what it's like to come to your meditation posture or your meditation cushion, or I like this idea of arriving. Sometimes it feels like there's fragments, you know, of our mind, I guess, of course, that are elsewhere, but to kind of allow them to all come here to this moment, this experience. Can be helpful to feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. Sometimes some really tangible experience could serve as an anchor to help bring us here now. So is there a way in which you can sit and know you're sitting? As opposed to being lost in a dreamscape or planning for the future or something like this. Just to simply know. Actually, you're here now. And another support for arriving, for being here, is to do a gentle, easy body scan. With the intention that is to help support our being connected to our bodily experience. So I like to start at the top of the head. Top of the body. And it's not uncommon to hold tension around the eyes or the mouth. So it can be helpful to bring our awareness to those areas. Not that we have to get rid of the tension, but it might be that bringing our attention to them allows them to soften, relax, let go. And the neck and the shoulders, other places where we hold tension. And we can just feel into the upper back and the lower back, connecting to this part of our experience. And the chest. Sometimes it's helpful to do a really, really small movement of tucking the chin that opens up the back a little bit, opens up the neck a little bit. So a small movement, the chin, and in the same way there can be a really small movement in the chest. Kind of like moving the shoulders back, just a really, really small amount in a way that's comfortable, but might open the chest a little bit. And the belly, letting the belly relax. And feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. Feeling supported, connected. Our upper legs. Lower legs. And feet. Upper arms. Lower arms. And hands. In a simple, relaxed way, notice what the hands are touching. Is it smooth or rough? Is it warm or cold? We're just noticing. And we can also notice the sensations in the hands, what it feels like to have hands. That is, there might be throbbing or tingling. And then we can bring our awareness to the sensations of breathing. The movement of the chest or the belly. Perhaps the feeling of the air going in and out of the nose. Of course, nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just noticing the sensations of breathing. And as best we can, to not have expectations about what's supposed to happen here, but in a simple way, just being with our experience. You might find yourself lost in complicated, elaborate stories or scenarios. We don't have to make it a problem. We just very simply, gently begin again. What would it be like if you were to keep your meditation very simple? Uncomplicated. Just be with the breath. And when you notice that you're not, just very simply come back to the breath. We don't need to add anything extra. So the practice is to keep it very simple. We're just noticing the sensations of breathing. And we might also notice what it feels like when it's not simple, when it feels like it's complicated or excessively elaborate. With lots of thinking and stories. We just very simply bring our attention to the sensations of breathing. There are so many ways in which with our meditation we can make it complicated or busier than it needs to be. Of course, having a simple practice doesn't mean it's easy, but it can be helpful to remember that we're moving towards simplicity, just simply being aware of our present moment experience. And very often we're choosing an object, an anchor, like the breath. And our having this practice with keeping things simple and noticing what it feels like when things are simple, doing one thing at a time, can be a great support, not only for ourselves, but for those around us. If we're staying the conversation at hand, that task at hand, the issue at hand. I didn't mean to say that. Those of you who know Gil Fronsdal has this book, Issue at Hand. But our having practice with keeping things simple allows us to keep things simple when we are with others, which can be a way to keep things grounded and relevant and pertinent to what's happening right then, as opposed to spinning out. That's one way that we can really support our community, those we interact with. And of course, then they might learn that it's possible to not get too lost in the stories and proliferations, which then might have a ripple effect. So we do this meditation practice not only to benefit ourselves, but also to benefit others, to be a support indirectly or directly for others. So in a simple way, you can just listen to the sound of the bell as we end this meditation.